radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. The news they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are you doing? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Educate, they advocate.
Uncensored Radio Free America. Rick Adams is on.
Well, good evening. Good evening. We're back here live and in color on this Monday night edition of the program. And we have no guests tonight, but a lot's to talk about. Wednesday night we do have on the program Bob Chapman, the international forecaster. So you might want to make a note of that, ladies and gentlemen. Definitely want to make a note of that. Well, where do I begin tonight? I'll tell you where I'll begin. I think I'll begin with the Jewish Forward, the liberal, quote-unquote, Zionist newspaper. And the last two very interesting articles that I would like to share a little bit with you. On the front cover of the May 4th, 2007 edition, there is the headline story, "As Evangelical Firebrand Hooks Up with Federations, Liberals Speak Out." Now, again, I hasten to add that the Forward, the oldest Jewish newspaper in America, is a, quote, liberal Jewish newspaper, but it is still a Jewish newspaper. Just bear that in mind. And the article by Rebecca Spence talks about Pastor John Hagee. Who else? And yes, in the opening paragraph, she tells us, Pastor John Hagee, the firebrand evangelical Christian minister from San Antonio, Texas, had thousands of pro-Israel activists standing, clapping, and chanting at this year's annual convention of the American Israel Public Affairs Committee. Hagee's virtuoso performance at the conference in March underscored his emergence as a linchpin in the growing political alliance between Jewish and evangelical pro-Israel activists. Less well known is that Hagee, who in February of 2006 founded the first Christian pro-Israel lobbying group, Christians United for Israel, is working to extend his influence beyond power centers in Washington to Jewish and evangelical communities across the nation. In little more than a year since its inception, Hagee's Christian Zionist group, with an almost entirely volunteer staff of 13 regional directors, 46 state directors, and more than 85 city directors, has hosted 40 dinners in cities nationwide, well attended by Jews and evangelicals alike. Now, here's the important part to come. Listen to this. Setting aside their initial skepticism and taking Hagee at his word that he is not out to convert them, meaning the Jews, the heads of the local Jewish federations have supported or at least attended the dinners. More to come. Stay tuned. We'll set the tone tonight of the broadcast. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the program Uncensored Radio, Free America, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
And we are back now, ladies and gentlemen. I'm reading to you some news items from the Forward newspaper. And this in particular, this one for the May 4th edition of the paper, is very interesting to us. Very interesting. Because it involves itself with this new, growing, extended emergence of relationships between people who are professing Christians and the Zionist community, be they liberal or conservative, but particularly the kosher conservative Zionist community. And so in this article by Rebecca Spence, we're told, setting aside their initial skepticism and taking Hagee at his word that he's not out to convert them, meaning the Jewish heads of the local organizations that, of course, are mostly interested in Israel and nothing else, although they are interested in a local domestic Jewish agenda, they said, hey, we're interested. If it involves support for Israel from the Christian community, we'll take it. If you search through Jewish stories around the United States, a lot of us have pieces of personal memory where non-Jews were there for us, not because they had a hidden agenda, but because they believed it was the right thing to do, said Michael Kohani, the Israeli-born executive director of the Jewish Federation of the Sacramento region. There is a strong aspect of CUFI in which there are descendants of that ideological concept. Just as liberals have criticized AIPAC for giving Hagee the dice, they are now speaking out against the pastor's grassroots fundraising dinners. Most recently, a Democratic congresswoman from Minnesota, and we know who that is, Betty McCullum, declined an invitation to attend the April 29th edition, A Night to Honor Israel in Brooklyn Park, a suburb of Minneapolis, citing what she called Hagee's extremism, bigotry, and intolerance. Now, you remember, she also came under condemnation from the AIPAC groups and the Zionist lobby, Abe Foxman in particular. Okay. All right, let me see if I can turn the page here, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see. Yes, here we go. All right. The big paper. My goodness, I don't know where they can get the funds, how they could manage to get the funds to put a Jewish newspaper together. Well, maybe they've taken out a loan. Huh? All right, anyway. to continue the article from page one, critics have complained that Hagee's hawkish, biblically-based views on Israel do not serve the Jewish state, and that his conservative domestic agenda, including opposition to homosexual marriage, abortion, and uncontrolled immigration, is squarely at odds with the liberal views of most American Jews. I don't like that they would not like to see Israel trade land for peace, because in my view, that's a very important formula, said Rabbi Jonathan Blatch of Temple Beth El in Madison, Wisconsin. He said the real bottom line is the fact that this organization would like to exacerbate tensions in the Middle East so it will lead to Armageddon. Now, that from a rabbi. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? Well, the rabbi is among a handful of reform rabbis who are opting out of the Federation's warm embrace of this new coalition for Israel. Christians United for Israel. CUFI is the acronym. Over the past year, heated discussions over whether or not to participate in Hagee's events have set the internet listserv for rabbis ablaze. Now, Biach spoke out against the alliance with Christian Zionists in a March 23rd sermon to his 700 family congregation after he saw an ad in his local newspaper stating that A Night to Honor Israel was set to take place in Madison. In his address, the rabbi also expressed concern over what he views as Hagee's anti-Muslim rhetoric broadcast to speeches on the pastor's website and elucidated in his books. Very interesting. In Sacramento, the city's largest Reform synagogue congregation, B'nai Israel, also declined to participate in its local CUFI event, which took place last September. Moreover, several mid-level donors withdrew financial support for the local Jewish Federation as a result of its involvement with the Night to Honor Israel. The partnership wasn't something that everyone in the Jewish community held an easy time accepting, said Kohani. But it was just something we had to take the heat for. Now, they say the most lucrative evening held in October in Hagee's hometown of San Antonio reaped $7 million. Did you hear that? $7 million. The funds sometimes flow directly into the coffers of the Jewish Federation. This past summer, when philanthropic organizations and efforts were focused on raising wartime aid for Israel's embattled northern region. $1 million of the money raised in San Antonio was donated to the Jewish Federation of Greater Houston for the Israel Emergency Campaign. Another $3 million went to an orphanage in the Galilee area, and $1 million was donated to Nefesh Beth Nefesh, an Israeli not-for-profit organization that helps Jews settle in Israel. Hagee and his wife, Diana, were recognized by the national body of the Federation, United Jewish Communities, as honorary chairs of the $350 million emergency campaign. The senior religious leader of the 18,000-member Cornerstone Church in San Antonio, Hagee, is also the author of several books on what is known as End Days Theology. His most recent book, Jerusalem Countdown, depicts a scenario in which Iran and a coalition of Islamic countries led by Russia will unleash a nuclear attack on poor little Israel, leading to the ultimate battle of Armageddon. According to Hagee, this battle between what he terms the Islamo-fascists and the Christians and Jews is already upon us and will entail the loss of countless Israeli lives. This is where liberal Jews, says the paper, run for the hills. Hagee's political views come straight from a, quote, literal interpretation of the Bible, which includes the belief that all of Israel and the Palestinian territories was promised by God to the Jews. According to this view, laid out in the book Jerusalem Countdown, there is no room for negotiation with the Palestinians, whom Hagee lumps with all other Arabs, even those living in America, as Islamicists, acting on a Quranic mandate for slaughtering infidels, and certainly no room to withdraw from the West Bank in exchange for a peace accord. 25 years, Mr. Hagee has been fundraising for the Jewish community through his state, his broadcast, his television ministries, and through his own Night to Honor Israel. 25 years. Now, the first two, the individuals, Mr. Hagee and Mr. Sheinberg, who's a San Antonio Orthodox rabbi, are buddy-buddy. They met in 1981 when they approached Jewish leaders in Texas to communicate Hagee's support for Israel's bombing of the Iraqi nuclear reactor at the time. While most rebuffed Hagee, it was Steinberg who implored the Jewish community, give him a chance to prove that his agenda was not to proselytize. Well, since that time, the two men have developed a close personal friendship and traveled to Israel together on a multiple occasion, even praying side by side at the Western Wall. How do you like that, huh? The board of Hagee's organization includes other prominent Christian conservatives, including the Reverend Jerry Falwell, founder of the Moral Majority, and Gary Bauer, former president of the Family Research Council. But the organization's executive director, David Brog, a Jewish political operative who last worked as Republican Senator Arlen Specter's chief of staff, said the domestic policy agenda of his group's leadership should not be seen by Jewish liberals as an obstacle to forming a pro-Israel coalition. We are crystal clear that we are a single-issue organization, he said. You know what that single issue is. He says, Kufi doesn't speak on the life issue or the church and state issue. If you want to work with him on Israel and very vociferously disagree with some or other board members on other issues, that's fine. Hey, as long as he's for Israel, that's what counts. All right, that's the story on John Hagee. John Hagee, where's he taking the church? I'm afraid straight down, my friend. We'll be right back. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored, Radio Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're just finishing up that article from the Forward, the Jewish newspaper, on John Hagee and his new coalition. Christians United for Israel. Not for America. Not for true Israel. Not for true scriptural Israel. Not for spiritual Israel. Not for Jesus. Heaven forbid, that would offend them. But for Israel. And so we see the ramifications and the implications of John Hagee's satanic doctrines. Doctrines of demons, as the apostles would call them. Doctrines that will lead to an Armageddon, which is what they're obviously intended to lead to. Not a spiritual Armageddon merely, but a literal military Armageddon. John Hagee and his band of fanatical followers, no doubt some of them listen to me, want an all-out war. They want blood. They want the blood of the Muslims. They want the blood of the Arabs. And of course, what they don't tell you, is that many of the Arabs living in that region, and many under occupation from the Zionists, are Christians, not Muslims. So what they're really advocating is an alliance with the Zionists to kill Christians. I mean, I really can't put it any more bluntly than that, because that's exactly what they are advocating. Since a number of Palestinians and Arabs are now Christians. You see how demonic this doctrine is of Christian Zionism, how satanic it really is, and what do Christians, so-called Christians, gain from this? Nothing. What do they give? Everything. And whom do they give it to? That's the question, isn't it? Now, as if that weren't bad enough, we have the former refusnik, Natan Sharansky, who is renewing his push for the, quote, democratization of the Middle East, meaning the Nazification, the Zionazification of the Middle East. Natan Sharansky. George Bush said he fell in love with Natan, the former Russian refusnik, after he read his book. That's right. After he read his book, The Case for Democracy, The Power of Freedom to Overcome Tyranny and Terror. Well, Sharansky says, hey, wait a minute now. Iraq isn't lost yet. Hold on. Hold your seatbelts. Buckle up. He says, we need to get right back on course, he says, and do what is best for democracy. Hey, you remember those words, democracy, going back to a president who dragged us into World War I and another who dragged us into World War II under those pretenses of fighting for democracy? Now, today, democracy is not just communism or globalism, but ever since World War II, it's become Zionism. So you have to understand the key code words here of Natan. So this is a conference coming up in June, and a group of these neocons and Zionazis will be gathering with the support, of course, of George Bush and company, and they're relaunching their campaign. They'll be in Prague. They'll be in Prague, Czechoslovakia. And they're telling us at the newly created Adelson Institute for Strategic Studies, that we must continue the fight for democracy in the Middle East. No matter what has happened in the last 2 years to give democracy a dirty name, we want the world to know that there are a lot of people who believe that democracy is the only way to go, and some people are even risking their lives to bring about nonviolent change, said Vera Golovensky, a longtime Sharansky aide and now director of the international relations at the Adelson Institute for Strategic Studies. She was quick to emphasize that the center also supports dissidents who are nonviolent supporters of change. Not like Hamas, she says in Hezbollah. Oh, no. She said she saw no contradiction between her doctrine of nonviolent change and the war policies of the conference and what they are advocating. Former president of Iraq, Saddam Hussein, she said, was someone who was torturing and butchering people. And first of all, the war was an attempt to flee, or free, rather, the people. What has happened ultimately was a tragedy. But Iraq is not a difficult place. There are Kurds, Shiites, Sunnis. She said, the beat must go on. Natan Sharansky's Institute, and George Bush is right there with him. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. We'll take calls a little bit. Rick Adams, stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
All right. Yes, he is on. And we are back now, ladies and gentlemen. And before I take some calls, I do want to just share with you a couple of more brief news items. All of this from the publication, the Jewish publication, The Forward. You know, the new president of France has just emerged, and we're told that he is another conservative. Another conservative president who beat out the socialist candidate, Mr. Sarkozy, who is, of course, emerged from behind the Iron Curtain. And you know who is the key players behind the Iron Curtain under communism, of course, the leadership that killed thousands upon thousands upon thousands and millions of Christians over those years of enslavement that America was behind in World War II. Well, it's interesting to note in the foreword just how interesting an individual the new president of France is, Mr. Sarkozy. I was wondering and saying, well, now, he's getting a lot of interesting play. So far, none of it has been critical of this man, who is supposed to be another Chirac. Well, sure enough, not to be disappointed, he was asked a number of questions, and he's taken a number of stands regarding Israel. The new president of France has often expressed support for its democratic system and defended its right to protect itself. He has even described Hezbollah as a terrorist organization, straying from the official French position that considers the Lebanese Shiite group to be a militant organization. But Sarkozy has also defended the rights of Palestinians, and most observers do not foresee a major shift in France's relationship with Jerusalem. Notice the code language here now. Some analysts believe that Sarkozy may back away from Chirac's efforts with Washington to isolate Syria following the assassination of former Lebanese premier Rafi Hariri in February of 2005. Now, they say that Mr. Sarkozy has garnered, listen to this now, a solid majority of the Jewish vote in France, becoming the first president to do so. Unlike in the United States, where Jews vote in large proportion for Democrats, France's 600,000 Jews traditionally cast their ballots in a more diverse fashion. The main reason for Sarkozy's popularity is his zero-tolerance policy against the wave of anti-Semitic incidents over the past few years. And that is the clincher. That is the clincher. He is a bought and paid for political entity in France, my friends. Just have to read between the lines to understand that. Of course, his grandfather apparently was Jewish, and I think a little bit more than that as well. Now, one more thing. The hate bill, as you know, has been a brainchild of the Anti-Defamation League. And we're also told by the Liberal Forward that Jewish groups are set to fight any veto by George Bush of the hate crimes bill. So they're telling us here, this is their baby, this is their brainchild, and all they want is the Rodney King School. Can't we just all love one another? Can't we just enact the local law enforcement bill, the Matthew Shepard bill, so that we can help bring about love and peace and joy? We're going to fight George Bush tooth and nail if he dares to veto this bill. That's what they're telling you. Now, it hasn't passed the Senate as of right now, but it could emerge on the floor and pass any day this week. So obviously, a word to the wise should be sufficient. You know who the opposition is. You know who the enemy is. Now, it's up to you to do what you need to do and continue to register a strong, uncompromising stand on the so-called hate bill right now in the Senate. It has already passed the House with virtually no compromises and no so-called safeguards. The word to the wise is sufficient, ladies and gentlemen. Our number is 1-800-313-9443, toll free from anywhere right here on Republic Broadcasting Network. Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of talk radio. First off is, let me see here, we have Doug in Texas. Hello, Doug. You're on the program. Yes.
Yeah, I was kind of upset with you tonight attacking my good friend, mm-hmm. Pastor Hagee.
I know. You've aligned yourself.
Neighbor of mine. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, I'm sort of conflicted because my other good friend, the guy that I go to his birthday for the last birthday party for 20 years, and tied to is Ron Paul. And they're sort of in conflict, and I don't know what to do about it, you know, because they're such good friends of mine.
Why, is Hagee running for president now?
No, but, I mean, he's running the world now, isn't he?
Well, I think he may be running for president of Israel, but he won't qualify.
He's shearing his sheep.
He's not a good enough goy.
he has 18,000 complete idiots that call themselves Christian that go down there and worship good Pastor Hagee, and what they see in him, I can't figure that out.
Mm.
This guy's I don't know. He's just Pastor
yes.
Hagee is how he ever got in that position and made millions of dollars and suckered in the people. All I can say is his little sheeple deserve exactly what they're going to get.
And what do you think they're going to get?
What they're going to get is what always happens to a Christian nation when it's ruled by our little false Jews or whatever. Same thing Russia got.
Uh-huh.
When the false Jews have, when they dominate the Goyim, the Goyim don't seem to do too well. They don't seem to do too well. Matter of fact, the cattle dealing with some of you major slaughterhouses, they probably have a better survival rate.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
My goodness. Well, we'll have to, we'll just have to see what happens to them, huh? But you certainly don't want to be in bed with John Hagee now, that's for sure.
Well,
I know he's your friend and your mentor, but you don't want to get that close.
Right. But I think he's a little bit wrong when a guy that's supposed to be a Christian says, we'll just help you, and we know you're God's chosen people, and I won't try to convince any of if you'll let me come over there and bring my money over there that I got from the dumb Goyim, just buy me a plane or two and buy my books and this and that and other, I'll refrain from, preaching the gospel. That's a true Christian.
Uh-huh. Has anyone ever asked John Hagee, or has he ever explained why he would support a nation that has banned the New Testament?
Well, because they're different than we are. they have a free pass. They get, at the checkout line.
Uh-huh.
The way he explains it is, since they're God's chosen people, the apple of his eye, and I guess they earn that status by their pornography work or their white slavery work or their usury, maybe, that something ingratiated them with God that, a dumb little Goyim can't figure that out. So what we have to do is they go to the express lane, and then we have to go through all the, trying to abide by the Ten Commandments and this, not another. It's a little rougher for us to get up there, but they have he gave them a special ticket.
All right.
According to John Hagee.
I see. Well, I'm glad you're so close. I'm glad you're so close, within proximity. Now, you can go out there and maybe pick up a sign and go with some of our other people that have been known to picket churches that are preaching the Scofield Bible line. You might want to go out there and do a witness. Maybe John will be listening.
Rick, I stopped in from the Capitol in Austin, and I had a little wacko out there, and he had an Israeli flag, and we need to support Israel and this and that and the other. And I have a bumper sticker on the back of my truck that says U.S. Army, and then below that it says Die for Israel. And I stopped and asked him what, he said, that's what God told us to do, to support Israel. And I said, he didn't, I need to get closer to God because he never told me to do that.
Well, which God is he talking about now?
There
are two gods,
Right.
So I can only wonder which. But anyway, thank you for your call. You've elucidated me very heavily tonight. I appreciate that. Thank you, Doug. 1-800-313-9443 is the number. We're also talking about anything that is pertinent to these issues, but I thought I'd bring them up tonight to because we haven't had a chance to really get into these issues that we need to talk about, because these are core issues that are defining the future of these United States and where we are headed in world events and how it will affect every single one of us. All right? Ernie in Virginia is next. Hi, Ernie.
You've brought up some very controversial topics tonight, yes, from John Hickey.
As always.
Yes, and the end times delusion, and the new president of France who supports the European Union communist constitution that the French voters in the past have rejected. And we have recently, April 30th, 2007, this transatlantic economic integration proposal between the U.S. and the European Union, mm-hmm. going full speed ahead, and with the merger between the U.S. and the European Union, the one world government, and again the continuation of the open on purpose southern borders, yep. The dielectric divide Christians, divide people, divide culture. This is all part of the game. And the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq to cripple our military, our army, in order to bring in a UN army and this one world government. And that's what's driving this. And on top of that, in the background, we have a president who has run up a $3 trillion deficit under his watch, with our country financially bankrupt. And the only way we can stay afloat, economically, is to continue with more wars. The next issue, when is the war with Iran going to begin? And we have total chaos, which will lead to a police state in the end. You brought up some very good issues tonight, Rick, mm-hmm. but you're painting the picture where we're all heading. And don't forget UN Agenda 21. They want mm-hmm. to reduce, the Illuminati wants to reduce the world population by 80 to 90%. And essentially, we're all cannon fodder for these super elites, and that's the game. And they'll use any group of people, Mr. Hagee included, the rapture and his end-time delusions, but Christians have to participate in our constitutional republic. And don't get caught up in these end-time delusions and rapture, but we've got to hold our Congress accountable. They're comatose. They're doing nothing to prevent this new world order. They ignore these unconstitutional treaties by this administration. They ignore the violation, the continual violation of the Logan Act, which specifically states that it is against the law for federal officials to attend secret meetings with private citizens to develop public policies. And repeatedly, this administration has attended Bilderberg meetings, North American Union meetings, and all these other meetings in an effort to push this one world government agenda.
Well, I can't add to very much of what you've said so far, Ernie, but it is indeed happening before our very eyes, and Dick Cheney has made it pretty clear that we are not taking Iran and an attack on Iran militarily off the map at all.
Oh, absolutely.
We're right on target. We hope to be able to find the reason, find the time, find the excuse to be able to do what we want to do right from the beginning.
Right. And Rick, I want to add a couple more things to your discussion. I agree with your point about Mr. Cheney and also your point about the hate crime law. We need to, all your listeners and citizens need to oppose the bill in the Senate, call and oppose it, but also support House Concurrent Resolution 40, sponsored by Congressman Virgil Goode of the 5th Congressional District of Virginia, opposing NAFTA, the NAFTA Superhighway System, mm-hmm. the North American Union, yes. and Mexican trucks on American highways.
And that phase is just beginning this week.
Yes.
The new phase of the invasion of the trucks right across the border. We're just going from one phase to the next as if nothing has happened. Notice the media have not reported on this whatsoever.
We are manipulated continuously, and without your show and other shows on RBN and the alternative media, we wouldn't have a clue what was going on.
No, people wouldn't have any idea. Absolutely none. And I meet people every day, and they have no idea by 2010, Ernie, their country ceases to exist as an independent sovereign nation. Where did you hear that? Well, I didn't hear that on TV. And I said, of course you haven't, and you're not going to till it happens, just like the hate crimes bill. You didn't hear about that until it passed the House, and you haven't heard about it since.
And you haven't. And there was another bill introduced by Congressman Barney Frank. This is to address small businesses that have 15 or more employees.
That's right. We've talked about that on my TV show, too. If you want to hang on, Ernie, you may, but we're going to take a quick break.
Okay.
Be right back. Stay tuned for more. Our number, 800-313-9443, to jump aboard. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. We'll be right back.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address. PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Okay, we're back now, and Ernie, you're still with us. Ernie from Virginia.
I just wanted to briefly add a couple more comments on this House Resolution 2015, mm-hmm. the Employment Non-Discrimination Act of 2007.
Yeah, this is Barney Franks' bill.
Yes, and to get your take on one aspect of it as after this comment. This bill would force Christian, Jewish, or Muslim business owners to hire people who openly choose to engage in homosexual or cross-dressing behaviors. And it essentially says that the law would require companies to allow workers to use the restroom of the sex they, quote, present. So if a guy is transitioning to womanhood but is not yet there, what is your take on which restroom they'll be allowed to use? Or will it just be chaos? Man, but, there, you know, I guess my real question is, where in the Constitution should the federal government have the power to implement such a law that it clearly is not in their domain?
Well, they know that. They hey, they've been doing this since day one, really. You go right back to the New Deal, if you want. You go further back. The Constitution is just a GD piece of paper to them, and it must be destroyed.
As stated by the decider, right?
I mean, Barney Frank, now, you know, I had the chance once, because I was in the building. I was working at a local radio station in Massachusetts when Barney Frank was first running for office in the 80s. And, you know, he was on that same floor, and I was in the building because I was doing a talk show, and he started eyeing me, you know. At the time, of course, you know, he hadn't yet come out of the closet, and I had my suspicions about him, but I realized we were up on the seventh floor, and I was so tempted to open a window for Barney and give him a new exit. But, you know, I was restrained from doing that. But let me tell you, looking back in hindsight, in a way, I'm sorry I didn't. Sorry about that. But you know what I'm saying.
Oh, I certainly do, but it's going to take Christians and people who believe in the Constitution to participate in this republic. They must call these congressmen. They need to also call their state representatives and oppose that Real ID Act, which is unconstitutional.
Absolutely. Keep up the fight. All right, Ernie, thank you very much for your call, as usual.
Thank you.
And great calls, always knowledgeable, and that's why we enjoy doing the program, because our listeners, our callers, are indeed just that, for the most part. I mean, they research, they know what's going on, and unlike most people who call mainstream talk radio, they are knowledgeable. They actually don't they don't maintain the box, as it were. They jump out of the box. They don't like being packaged by the media to follow the whatever the trend is, whatever the politically correct course of events may be. And so, you know, my philosophy has always been that whichever way the crowd is going, I want to go in the opposite direction. And I always have, and I think I always will. Depends on the issue, of course. Sometimes the majority may be right. But for the most part, the majority is too often wrong, ladies and gentlemen. Now, we're up against the break, and I will take my other callers, starting with Ken and Bob and Henry and others, when we come back with hour number two, because we're too close to break time. But hour number two is coming right up of the program. Those of you listening on shortwave, just make sure you stay with us now. Our number is 800-313-9443. Toll free from anywhere. Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source